Hello, everyone. It's Chris.
And Lauren here. Before we bring you today's episode, we have some news.
This will be the last episode of The Point Podcast. For those of you who have been avid listeners,
and for those of you listening for the first time, we want to thank you.
We've had a great run covering some of the biggest political stories with you.
While this may be the last episode of The Point Podcast, our Point team is still very much a part of politics coverage at CNN.
For your Point fix, you can subscribe, if you don't already, to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint.
If you want more audio briefings like this one, or to find your next great listen, go to cnn.com/audio. That's cnn.com/audio.
I want to give a special thank you to everyone who worked hard to make this podcast possible, especially my co-host Lauren Dasinski, The Point editor Lee Munsell, and our production assistant David Toledo. Now for our last episode. I'm Chris Lizza, and this is The Point for Friday, April 30th, 2021. It happened so quickly, you might have missed it. As President Joe Biden made his way toward the House dais to deliver his speech on Wednesday night, he and House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming exchanged a very brief fist bump. Cheney was one of at least 20 people, and that's a low-end estimate, who Biden fist-bumped or elbow-bumped on his way to the podium to give his big speech. It was the sort of thing colleagues do, a sign of mutual respect, nothing more. Quote, I disagree strongly with Joe Biden's policies, but when the president reaches out to greet me in the chamber of the U.S. House of Representatives, I will always respond in a civil, respectful, and dignified way, Cheney tweeted on Thursday night, adding this, we're different political parties. We're not sworn enemies. We're Americans, end quote. Yes, she's right. And yet, the second I saw that video of Biden fist-bumping Cheney, I knew it was going to be used by every Trumpist who wants Cheney to lose her seat next year as foolproof evidence that she is a Republican in name only and a sellout of conservative principles. This is, of course, ridiculous. Cheney has built a decidedly conservative and pro-Trump voting record during her time in the House. But Cheney has become the number one target of the former president because she had the audacity to vote for his impeachment following his incitement of a riot that led to an armed insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. In an interview with Punch Bowl News this week, before the fist bump, Cheney was both pragmatic and optimistic about her political future. She acknowledged that she's likely to face a quote-unquote challenging primary following her vote against Trump, but quickly added this. Anybody who wants to get in that race and who wants to do it on the basis of debating me about whether or not President Trump should have been impeached, I'll have that debate every day of the week. Which, honestly, I'm not so sure she's right about. While Cheney clearly cast her impeachment vote out of principle, the current default stance of the Republican Party base is that anyone who doesn't support Donald Trump on literally everything is not a quote-unquote real Republican. The former president is doing his darndest to enforce that total fealty, seeking to punish those who, like Cheney, stray. Quote, Liz Cheney is polling so low in Wyoming and has so little support even from the Wyoming Republican Party that she is looking for a way out of her congressional race, Trump said in a statement released this week, adding, based on all polling, there is no way she can win. And in raw political terms, Cheney, unwittingly, handed the forces aligned to oust her for refusing to march in step with Trump a big gift on Wednesday night. While it should not be a bad thing for a GOP leader and a Democratic president to exchange a word and a fist bump, Trump's cult of personality masquerading as a political party will use that moment to illustrate everything they say is wrong with Cheney. If you don't think a moment caught on tape matters, just ask former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie about his decision to embrace former President Barack Obama during a presidential visit in the wake of Superstorm Sandy. Yeah, I rest my case. And that is The Point for Friday, April 30th, 2021. Thank you for listening. For your Point fix, you can subscribe, if you don't already, to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you want more audio briefings like this one, or to find your next great listen, go to cnn.com/audio. That's cnn.com/audio. And again, I want to give a special thanks to everyone who worked hard to make this podcast possible, especially my co-host Lauren Dasinski, Point editor Lee Munsell, and the entire CNN audio team.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.